Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
Support for WPR comes from Milwaukee Film, presenting the 16th Annual Milwaukee Film Festival, featuring local, national, and international films, April 11th through the 25th. Tickets are at mkefilm.org.
My name is Daniel Caza. I was a staff sergeant on the 82nd Airborne. I served from 2003 to 2015. Operation Iraqi Freedom 1, 2, 3, The Surge in its entirety, Operation New Dawn 2, and Operation Unified Response in Haiti. I kind of reached like a plateau of like a healthy balance of, you know, weed, alcohol, talk therapy with a counselor, many other different kinds of therapies, having trouble sleeping, irritability, crap like that, you know, happens to everybody. But when it's happening, when you're getting treatment for PTSD, it's exacerbated because, well, you've got PTSD. My wife, she was kind of getting frustrated with, you know, all of my symptoms, I guess, and telling me that, you know, something needs to change, you gotta do something different. And so she was reaching out to her friends, her family, and there was an opportunity to take ayahuasca. I just jumped on it. I don't know, like, I guess I'm the type of guy that just kind of leaps at it and says, yeah, fucking hey, I'm gonna go do that. So I arrived late and kind of washed up from, you know, sleeping in my truck the night before, and, you know, met up with this group of veterans, mostly Marines and Navy guys, and the setting was kind of critical, I guess. It was on the side of a mountain. I don't know the name of the farm or too much about where I was. I guess it's kind of the ayahuasca talking or whatever, you know, just forgetting where the fuck you were for a bit. Did some guided meditation first, smoked a bunch of pot around the fire. Later on in the afternoon, you know, it was time for some frog poison. So I climbed up the mountain again, and I had never taken any frog poison before. I didn't even know what the fuck I was about to take. So the Marine burned some holes in my flesh on my arm and took my knife, grabbed some frog venom, it was like a paste, and just put it on the three holes in my arm and said, off you go. You know, don't be a big Sophie about it, just go. You know, I just started tripping balls, man. I don't know. The overwhelming feeling of like warmth, every, you know, hair on my body, just feeling the wind rush across it, looking at fucking nature, you know, the kind of shit you do when you're high, man. It was like tenfold mega awesome. That's what it felt like. And I decided I was gonna walk to the top of the mountain and be close to the sun because it was super warm. And, you know, I sat there and hung out with myself, just taking it in. And, you know, later in the night, it was time for some ayahuasca. you know, we loaded up in some vans. We went to another place. The shaman was another vet, an older vet. And, you know, he discussed what his relationship with ayahuasca is to him, you know, what it means to take part in this kind of ritual. And all of us that, you know, were ayahuasca virgins or whatever, were just snickering and giggling about, you know, all right, this is where I'm going to blow chunks, just so we're clear. Oh, I took my drink. It tastes like flat Mr. Pibb and prune juice is what we all, as a consensus, decided, like, yeah, that's what that flavor is. That awful, awful taste that you can, that's in your minds right now, is what it tasted like coming back up. But when it came time for that, like, it was just a moment of, all right, my body is frozen in time right now, and I'm stuck here with myself and, you know, whatever messages, whatever visions I'm supposed to receive, they're coming. And when they did, it was super fast, and I just know, it was like a knowing of, all right, all that just hit me, and now it's time to let this shit out. Like, after letting all that out, it was just a huge weight was, like, lifted off of me, because it feels like you're dying. And it felt good to just clean all that crap out of me, and what seemed like an eternity was probably only a few hours, but, you know, at the end of the night, when everybody had purged and let go of all their dish, you know, we gathered by a fire, and, you know, everybody just felt great. Like, that's what it did for us, because each individual had their own vision, their own moment with the ayahuasca. I wasn't completely healed, but wounds were healed. There's a few pivotal moments, I guess, in my military life on active duty that had a lot of guilt and shame attached to them, but I couldn't quite grasp, like, how I'm supposed to deal with it. And since taking that ayahuasca, you know, I've been able to share that moment and be able to talk with the people that were there with me about it. Like, hey, let's talk about that thing that's bugging me, or you talk about that thing that's bugging you about this particular day, or this, the way this went down, or anything like that. We're survivors. We survived something, and, you know, now we're obligated to live.
Dan Casa was a staff sergeant in the 82nd Airborne. He served from 2003 to 2015. Since then, he's taken technical college programs in plumbing and bricklaying, and today he works with the Medical College of Wisconsin on veterans' healthcare issues.